Guns go bang. That's what they do. They are used safely millions of times every year, but the potential for injury and death is always there. For this reason, we should follow basic safety rules when handling firearms. Never point a gun at anyone. This is self-explanatory. It is the bedrock of all gun safety and is the most important rule. Another way to say it is never point a gun at anything you're not willing to shoot. For over 60 years now, Dickie's Barbecue took great pride serving our infamous barbecue one store at a time. With our roots in Dallas, Travis Dickie set out to perfect his Texas-style barbecue. In 1941, Travis opened the very first Dickie's Barbecue pit in Dallas, Texas. With the first menu limited to beef brisket, pit hams, barbecue beans, potato chips, cold beer, and old-fashioned soda. Stop by and see for yourself why Dickie's Barbecue has become the world's largest and most loved barbecue chain in America.
Marijuana, the most popular recreational drug of the 1960s, has now grown in controlled business around the world.
Don't guard that joint, my friend.
The potency of weed today is up to 12 times more powerful today than back in the flower power era of the 60s and 70s. Also known as the chronic, weed, grass, or pot, marijuana was once thought to be a drug with only negative effects. However, today, there is evidence that the CBD component of marijuana has a medical benefit helping pain and loss of appetite in cancer patients. Yellowstone is filled with natural wonders that are also potential hazards. Everyone who visits Yellowstone should be familiar with our regulations. The animals here are wild and should never be approached. Stay on boardwalks and trails in thermal areas. The hot springs have injured or killed more people in Yellowstone than any other natural feature. Never feed wildlife. Animals that become habituated to human food may display aggression towards people and have to be killed. Following these simple rules will help you remain safe when in Yellowstone Park.
As you've seen, stem cells have enormous potential in health and medical research. Yet, to fully harness this massive potential, scientists are studying how stem cells transform into the diverse range of specialized cells that make humans what they are today. Diseases such as cancer or conditions such as birth defects are thought to occur because of problems in the differentiation process. Radiation therapy is a type of cancer treatment that uses beams of intense energy to kill cancer cells. The term radiation therapy most often refers to external beam radiation therapy. During this type of radiation, the high energy beams come from a machine outside of your body that aims the beams at a precise point on your body. During a different type of radiation treatment called brachytherapy, radiation is placed inside your body.
Wage garnishment happens when an employer is required to pay part of an employee's earnings directly to a creditor to which the employee, garnishee, owes an overdue debt. Generally, unless the debt is related to delinquent taxes or a federally backed student loan, the garnishment order is issued by a court. No matter the type of debt, the creditor is required to make attempts to collect the debt from the employee before resorting to garnishment of wages, so it's rare that a garnishment would be entirely unexpected. A class action lawsuit is the best option for suing one or a few defendants when there are too many potential plaintiffs to include everyone in a standard personal injury lawsuit. One or a few representative plaintiffs file the suit and conduct the litigation, while the other potential plaintiffs are only contacted
so that they have the chance to opt out of the lawsuit, i.e. not participate in the results.
Well, I never really thought much about sexual harassment happening to me at work until Ms. Wilson was my supervisor.
Workplace harassment is unwelcome conduct from a boss, coworker, group of coworkers, vendor, or customer whose actions, communication, or behavior mocks, demeans, puts down, disparages, or ridicules an employee.
I mean, anytime she'd help me with a document or we'd work together at something on my desk, she'd sit or stand so close to me and put her hand on my shoulder, I hardly had room to think.
Physical assaults, threats, and intimidation are severe forms of harassment and bullying. Harassment may also include offensive jokes, name-calling, offensive nicknames, pornographic images on a laptop, and offensive pictures or objects. The Prostate Cancer Risk Clinic at the University of Michigan is intended for men with genetic mutations known or suspected to increase the risk of prostate cancer. While the increased risk of breast cancer in women with BRCA mutations is more widely known, men with BRCA mutations or other cancer-related mutations are at greater risk of developing prostate cancer.